I reckon the traffic will start to annoy people as well. And there'll be a real novelty standing in a queue. But how long will it last? The Shop Distributive Allied Employees Association represents retail workers is a bit concerned about what happens when it wears off. On the line, National Secretary Gerard Dwyer, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Okay, are you edgy? Do you think your people are going to get a tough time?
Well, we've already started messaging the community, so we hope not. We do hope that people, take advantage of today, get out, enjoy it, but make sure that they stay patient and obviously respect the retail staff that are, they're back at work. They want to continue now to serve the community, but we need to all do this safely, particularly in the centres. And you say about the euphoria, how long it will last. Well, euphoria is a good thing, but we just want to make sure that the patience lasts because we're not that far from Christmas, which is our peak season, and that's where we generally see a spike in incidents of customer bad behaviour, and we're just asking people now, tent up demand, be respectful today, by all means enjoy it, but just remember those people there are trying to serve you and they deserve your respect.
Have you had any reports from or any feedback what happened overnight?
Well, Neil, I guess we've seen what's in the media in terms of some traffic numbers. And, even straight after midnight, we saw that there were some busy stores in some chains. But to date, it's probably too early in the day for us yet to having a sense of behaviour, number of complaints registered, but we'll continue to monitor it.
The COVID safe marshals that they're using, are they members of yours or not?
No, well, it depends. If a person has got the health and safety training in stores, don't forget that the supermarkets have traded all the way through. There are people in there who will be always monitoring customer numbers, making sure people are distancing, etc. Yes, they are, but where centres put in place marshals, no, they would not be members of ours. But we do support those measures. We support any measures, Neil, that actually help keep shoppers safe and our staff safe.
But you could find your members in a difficult position. If somebody comes in and refuses to wear a mask, what do they do?
Oh, well, we've had to deal with this from day one right across the country, Neil, and that is retail workers are not there to enforce laws. That is the job of the appropriate authorities, be they police or security. Our people are there to serve customers and do it very professionally, but we don't want to put them in harm's way. And I must say, we've been working with the industry for months now in stores where trading has continued. And I think most companies are in a position similar to ours now, and that is retail workers are not there to enforce health regulations and laws, and shouldn't have to. It does put them in harm's way, and it's not part of their job.
Do you feel at all, on behalf of your membership, nervous about the moping? Not for necessarily abuse or difficult times with customers, but in terms of the virus resurfacing?
Well, I guess the whole community, we are all watching and hoping that we now have it under control. We all want to do continue to do the great work that Victorians and Melburnians in particular have done to get back to these levels. So, yes, I guess everyone is a little nervous, but we are, I think, more keen to make sure that the community now can start these steps back to normal. And we've got to stay patient, respect our retail staff, and, stay safe.
Okay. Thank you for talking to us, the National Secretary of the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association, Gerard Dwyer.